Mark McCall, monumental player of the game, is trying to catch her breath. 56-39, final score. Pella gets 6-2 heading into the winter break. It's our continuing coverage of Pella High basketball. We're joined by one of the senior starters for the team, Kylie Tauke, 14 points, 9 rebounds against the Panthers. First of all, Kylie, a very balanced night for the team, 3 players in double figures, a really nice second half performance. Your thoughts about how you were able to come here on the road right before break and get a big win non-conference?
Well, it was our energy beginning the game was a little bit low just because starting off with warm-ups with no music, it was a little hard to get pumped up. But in the second half, we really picked up our energy, which was, I think, why we had such a great second half.
Well, and it felt like that was the big difference. And there was these stretches where Knoxville may have gotten a couple buckets in a row, but it was really your defense that set up some nice offense. Talk about that pressure defense and how well it worked. And I think there was probably 2 or 3 runs in the game where it turned into a 5, 6, or 7-point run for your team.
Well, watching film, knowing that against Knoxville, a lot of teams play zone, especially in their conference. So then coming in and showing them pressure that they might not have seen a lot of this year really helped us get those 5, 6, 7-point runs.
Well, and it felt like you alluded to it, really overcoming some adversity. In that first half, it was a little more uneven for your team, right? A lot of turnovers. You had won a lot of the early rebound battle. Knoxville started winning that battle last half of the second half. What were the discussions at halftime that really you thought led to that fire that you had in that third quarter?
Making sure that we were playing our game and picking up that energy, because we know that we're a team that can get rebounds, that can push the floor, and making sure that we were playing to our full potential. Really.
Well, and tonight, another key was Haley Van Vark on the inside. Obviously, you and Kennedy got a lot of the scoring outside, but you guys did in the paint as well. They were playing primarily a zone defense. What were you guys seeing that allowed Haley to really pop off tonight? She got a lot of second chance points on top of that as well.
Ball rotation and ball movement was key in beating their press today.
Well, and this team is at 6-2. You've had a lot of impressive wins so far, Kylie. And it felt like learned a lot from those 2 losses that you had against 2 really solid teams. Where do you feel this team is at heading into the break? And what are the things that you're really, I would say, most proud of? Let's start there with this first portion of the season.
Coming into break with a winning record is really nice. And coming in with a winning streak is also really nice. And knowing that we can keep up this momentum through break and into the new year.
It also feels like, though, on the same token, and no team's probably playing their best basketball at this point in the season, but you want to be. What are the things over break do you think that you really need to hone in on that can take you to the next level and really not only keep this winning streak and this winning momentum going, but allow you to beat some of the better teams in the conference?
Valuing the basketball is going to be really important moving forward, and making sure that we put together a full 32 minutes instead of just having 1 or 2 quarters where we're really playing well is going to be important.
And then my last question for you, on top of all this is a pretty tight-knit group of girls, seniors and juniors. It feels like all of your goals are still in front of you. When you think about those goals and trying to accomplish that with this group of girls, how excited are you to get back to the hardwood in January, knowing that there's a lot of really fun moments probably ahead for this team?
We all love basketball, and we love playing together. So as long as we keep up our energy and we keep this momentum,
there you go.
As long as we keep it up, we'll do great going into the new year.
That's Kylie Tauke, our McCall Monumental Player of the Game, 14 points, 9 rebounds, joining us here on KRLS. Thank you, Kylie. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to your family.
Thank you.